Poorly Read.
Hello, welcome to this episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yeah, Poorly Read at the Movies. We're doing things and talking about stuff. Get some popcorn and put some butter on it. Let it warm your little cold muff.
Yes, we're here to warm your little cold muff. After you get out of the sea.
Yeah, the fucking cold sea.
Fucking ice cold sea.
Yeah, don't get in the ocean, guys. That's the takeaway message from this film.
Well, especially not after you know people have been killed by sharks in there.
Yeah. Sharky and George. Crime busters of the sea. Yeah, Sharky and George. I can't remember the last line.
Something, any mystery?
I don't know. Swimming in their pee. Which is true.
Yeah, so this film features Sharky from Sharky and George.
Yes. And also, I don't know, what's another cartoon character?
George Jetson.
Fuck off, as if you've ever watched the Jetsons. No, it features, is it Helga Pataki from Hey Arnold?
Oh, I don't know.
Or is it Spataki?
Hey Arnold always freaked me out. Their heads are the wrong shape.
Oh, Hey Arnold was one of my faves growing up.
And they all look super weird, like their faces are all weirdly distorted.
Yeah.
Made me uneasy.
That's every kid's cartoon.
Not the Jetsons.
That's true. The Jetsons just had a robot nanny that had a wheel.
Yeah.
But yeah, what fucking film are we doing today, Tom?
We're doing Jaws, mate.
Fucking Jaws!
A film I'm surprised you agreed to, frankly.
So, because Jaws was one of my favourite films when I was younger. Then when I got scared of sharks, I obviously couldn't watch it. But I managed to, like, as my sort of phobia, like, became less severe, I was able to, like, watch it without getting, like, because there was a point where I would see an image of a shark and have to, like, scream and cover my eyes because it was that, like, disturbing to me. But as that sort of, like, quietened down, I was able to watch it because it's a great film. So I, like, really...
It is a very good film.
Yeah. And I didn't watch it on double speed.
Yeah, I didn't. I watched it on proper, regular, one-time speed.
Well, I wanted to, but I was too busy colouring last night.
Yeah. Another underwater scene.
Yeah, so I've gotten into, like, adult colouring just because we're in lockdown still and there's fuck all else to do. So I was like, I need something to exercise my mind grapes. And, yeah, adult colouring. I've never done it before. And it turns out I'm all right at it. So I have been doing a Disney one. And Tom said it was good.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
So it's very good gift and well done.
Yeah, like, I have to keep him sweet because otherwise he won't want to come on the podcast anymore.
Yeah, now do the Little Mermaid one. That's it.
Ah, oh, thanks, Daddy. Yeah. Anyway, I'll be posting updates on my Instagram page, so if you want to see what I've been able to, check it out at Gift and Blue.
Nice.
Yeah, don't follow Tom though, because Tom never posts anything.
I don't, to be fair. Last things on my Instagram are from when I went traveling in 2018.
Fucking hell, yeah, the Steven Spielberg classic. Jaws.
Yeah.
Big teeth.
Yes. Big teeth, wide mouth.
Big teeth, wide mouth, cardboard box. Oh, God. Do you know any trivia about this film?
I do not.
So this film, it took, like, I think it went over schedule about three different times because it was such a ball ache to film this because the salt water kept on, like, fucking up the mechanical shark and so it was constantly breaking down. And so it was like a nightmare shoot, really, because it just took so fucking long to do. But this film was the first true blockbuster movie because literally lines to see this were like around the block and it was become like a massive like culture phenomenon.
Is that what the word blockbuster means?
No, because I always thought that's what it meant, but I Wikipedia'd it last night because I didn't want to say this fact and it not be true. And actually, blockbuster was a term they gave to a certain type of bomb during the war that would destroy an entire block. And so they would use that term to refer to something that had like a massive impact. So they started using it sort of in, so they did refer to films as blockbuster as sort of like an adjective for them before Jaws, like when Jaws happened, that was sort of like when a blockbuster film, that term became a thing because it was the first of its kind. And then it ushered in a whole sort of like era of them where many of them were Steven Spielberg films of like Indiana Jones, E.T., Star Wars, all those kinds of movies were like officially termed blockbuster films.
Right.
So yeah. Yeah, I just thought it was like super, super interesting.
Yeah, yeah, bloody is, mate, yeah.
No fucking hell, we open on a fucking beach campfire.
Yeah.
Why am I the only one doing a Scouse voice this episode?
I thought that was the first time you'd done it.
No, I've done it like 7 different times already.
Oh, have you? Oh, fucking sorry, mate. Didn't fucking realise.
One of these days we should try and do an entire episode in those accents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how quickly that would become really tiresome to listen to.
Well, I think there'll become a point where we stop to doing it like an impression way and just try to do it more like subtly. So it might just start to sound like the way that we talked.
So there's a little party on the beach. Some fucking bird gets her tits out.
Yeah, she fucking swims in the water. She's like, oh, look at me tits floating. And she's like to this guy, hey, man, let's go for a swim. And he's like, oh, man, yeah, look, wait for me. And she's like, come in, the water's fine. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he sort of like stumbles on the beach because he's obviously drunk.
He falls pissed as a fart, isn't he?
Yeah. I really like this scene, though, because they were both like supernatural, I thought.
Supernatural.
And like, yeah. They're both wearing little wizard hats.
And then they get beamed up by aliens. Yeah. And the rest of the film takes place on a spaceship.
Yeah, space Jaws, and there's a shark that can, obviously there's no gravity, so it can just like swim, in inverted commas, around the spaceship in the air.
Yeah, and it's got a little space helmet on.
Yeah, and when it's going to attack, the helmet comes up, and its jaws come out, and then like a little mini Jaws comes out of that, and it goes, blah, 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 and then like it licks your face before it chomps you, and its theme tune is all like digitized to be like space music. So it's like,
beep, 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 beep. Space Jaws.
Yeah. Like, oh, we're going to need a bigger space boat. Anyway, so fucking the lady goes swimming in the water. What? I said that. I said that like I was going to do a Scouse accent.
Yeah, she goes swimming in the water.
And then she fucking gets pulled under a few times.
In a very splashy, very dramatic death scene.
Yeah, so when they were filming this, they had like a corset around her with like wires attached, and they pulled her so hard that she actually broke a couple of her ribs.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
Man.
But yeah, she fucking gets pulled under and she dies, man.
She bloody dies, and the bloke is just on the beach like, passed out.
Whoa. Passed out.
Dude.
Whoa, dude.
Where did she get that corset from?
Yeah, can I get one? Can I get like a little tiny one and put it around my balls?
I want to break my ball ribs.
Yeah, my ribs. Ribs. Just a pair of giant bollocks just come out of the water.
Do you mean barbecue ribs? No.
No, bollocks ribs. Ball ribs.
Bollock ribs.
Yeah, bollock.
Like a rib cage encasing your bollocks.
Yeah.
They're quite nice, actually.
Yeah, they wouldn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Why isn't that a fucking thing?
Yeah, let's invent it.
Well, yeah, I guess, or just let evolution take its course.
I haven't got tens of millions of years, mate. I don't think the average consumer has either. I could be wrong, I haven't done the market research.
Anyway, fucking the next day, Chief Brody gets called out to the beach because they found a body.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy's like walking him down the beach like, oh, she must have drowned or something. And then he hears the whistle.
He's like remarkably chill about it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, man, she must have drowned or something, but it's okay. I still got the memory of her tits in the water. When I masturbate tonight, Brody, I'm going to think about it. He's like, well done, son. That's man's greatest achievement. He's been able to have a wank bag.
Yes. Like, oh, thanks, remembering man. Every boob you've ever seen.
Yeah. And do you know what? It might even be a better orgasm because you'll know that yours would have been the last penis she would have ever seen. It's like, yeah.
Good job, son. Keep it up.
Yeah. Instead of choking on my dick, she choked on some H2O, eh? Oh, I hope you do well at university, son.
Yeah. I think you show real promise.
Yeah. Such a remarkable character. Anyway, fucking yeah, a policeman is on the beach and he's seen the body and he's blowing his whistle.
Yes. And it's a you know, chewed up remains.
Yeah, you don't see it, and I kind of wish you did just so we could see what.
Well, you see a hand poking out of a sort of mess of seaweed and goopy shit.
Yes, but I wanted to see a torso, Tom.
A dorsal.
A torso.
Oh.
Yes, I wanted to see a dorsal. You know, the thing that all women have, apparently. I've never seen it myself.
Yeah, that's what they have between their legs.
Yes, a dorsal and a blowhole. Yes? Sorry, I'm thinking of a dolphin. But hey, both are pretty sexy, right? So yeah, like, Brody's like, oh man, we gotta fucking go down to the hardware store and buy some signs and some red paint and maybe some gold glitter and some Pritstick and whatever stuff to make a pretty sign. She's like, how about a stencil, young man? He's like, oh yeah, a stencil and maybe like some cookie cutter things, because I want to make some biscuits and I put those on a tray in front of the sign, so even though people read a sign saying the beach is closed, they can take away a cookie and they'll be so happy. She's like, how did you get this job? it goes to get all his supplies, and then like I kind of got a bit confused as to what happened, because we see him driving back to the beach and then him on like a ferry with the mayor. And then does the mayor just say, look, we can't close the beach?
Yeah, so he's going out because there's a kids organized swim, like the Boy Scouts are doing like an organized swim or something in the sea today. And he's going out there on that ferry to go and get to them and be like, hey, get out of the water because the beach is closed. But the mayor catches up to him because he gets wind of what he's going to do. And he's like, hey, look.
Hey, you can't close the beach.
Can't close the beach. I mean, it was a boating accident that killed that girl, you know?
Yeah, she got killed like that fucking Kirsten McCall, you know? She got hit by a speedboat. But yeah, so it's like, you know, because you get, if someone's killed by a barracuda, that's a tragedy. Someone hears the word shark, that's a pandemic, not a pandemic.
They travel through the air, you know. You can sneeze a shark right into someone's face.
Yes, I was once in an old people's home visiting grandma, and she sneezed and a fucking 10-foot whale come out of her head. Anyway, she's dead now. Obviously, a whale exploding from her brain killed her instantly.
This is why we can't have you closing the beach. People yes. will panic.
We don't have a vaccine, Sheriff. Anyway, he's like, oh, fuck, okay. Yeah, because it's going to be the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. And they're like, we can't close the beach, we rely on the tourism, etc., etc.
Yeah, and that weekend we made £20.
£20?
Yes, £20 of money, which would probably equal about, I don't know, maybe like $3,000.
It depends on the bills.
That is very true, because I guess if you put it all in ones, that would probably be at least like, that would probably be like £100 of weight if you put it on a scale.
I'm going to say, yeah, sure. I have no idea. I have no idea how much a dollar bill weighs. I have no idea how much a pound is.
A pound is a bag of sugar.
Ah, okay. That's good. That's good to have a familiar reference.
Yeah. Or like, okay, well, a standard bag of sugar is usually £2, I think. So like the small bags of sugar you see, that's how much a pound is. So if you ever need to throw a body into the river and need to know it's going to sink to the bottom, just think, how many bags of sugar do I need? Then you cover it in sugar and you put it to the bottom of the sea and the little sweet fish will come and nibble on it.
The little sweet fish?
Yes. They call them candy fish. Kish. Yeah, 6 foot tongues and are red and white.
Like little candy canes.
Yes.
Wait, this is just a Christmas dream I had.
Yes.
I always dream about throwing away bodies, but... This one was particularly Christmassy.
For this Christmas, Santa, I'm going to throw away a body and see the candy fish come. He's like, well, little Jimmy. Anyway, so Brody's like, ah, fine. We'll keep the beach open.
Yeah, and these all tents on the beach, watching people in the sea.
Yes, tents, Winnebagos, all kinds of in shelterments.
And he sat there like, this is too many in shelterments. Somebody's going to get killed.
Yes, I can barely see. I can barely see. See to see what I could see. The only thing I could see is a boat on the big blue sea.
It's some tents on the big blue sea.
It's a shark in the big blue sea. And then his wife's like, you should really tell people. And he's like, no, man. I've got another bit of the rhyme to do. There's a shark in the CCC, and the boy is on his little ding dingy. Yeah. And then the shark comes to CCC, if that boy is tasty too. But she's like, the boy's just been killed. He's like, okay, so the boy's been killed on his ding ding. But yeah, this is like my favourite bit of the film, just because I like that you just see like the fins of the shark like roll over in the water as it chomps on this little boy that's run out to float on his thingy, on his dinghy.
Yeah, I think the overall pace at which visuals of the shark are kind of revealed is really good throughout the film.
Yeah, for sure. Apparently though, that was, a lot of it was kind of accidental, because the shark was fucking up so much. Spielberg was like, well, we can't just keep on relying on having the shark working. So apparently you would have seen the shark more, but because it was fucking up so much, they had to find other creative ways to like show it without showing it, and that's sort of what led to like kind of like the genius of the film, really.
Yeah, happy little accident.
Yes, that's what I should call my abortion clinic. Welcome to Happy Accidents.
With a picture of Bob Ross on the front, just like painting fears. Happy little accidents.
We know you're sad, but it's okay. If you reframe everything as happy, it doesn't seem as bad. So now I'm going to give you a happy abortion. Look, my little Hoover has a little smiley face. Look, I brought in a Henry the Hoover. Anyway, fucking hell, yeah. And it's sad because the mum had said to him, look, don't, like, you're getting all, like, pruney. You can't go back in the water. And he's like, oh, mom, please, mom. She's like, okay, then, Alex, just one more.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Everyone fucking runs out of the water because obviously the water's all turned red.
Yeah, shark bloody gets him. And then cut to, I don't know, town hall, police station, wherever it is. Mother's posted a reward for $3,000 for whoever kills the shark.
Yeah, which back in those days must have been the equivalent for like at least 15 grand, I reckon.
Yeah, I guess.
There's like a calculator on the Bank of England website that tells you how much things are worth in advertising. It goes all the way back to like the 1300s, I think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's fascinating. It's like £80 back in the 60s would be worth like £1,200 now.
Damn,
son. Where'd you find this? Anyway, so the reporter was like, so, Brody, are the beaches going to close? And he's like, yeah, the beaches are going to close. And then everyone's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I mean, the mayor's like, only for 24 hours. And then you hear some woman in the background going, 24 hours is like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck off.
It's so weird that they're all so against the beaches closing.
I know.
Like a child just got eaten.
I would love to say I'm surprised, but this pandemic has shown me that people are selfish as fuck in times of like peril. So knowing how people can be, I'm not as surprised as I used to be that people reacted like this, you know?
I guess, but I know what you mean. There's a comparison to be drawn, I suppose, but it's a bit different between like getting in the water where you've literally witnessed a shark eat a kid.
Only slightly though, really. I mean, it's like if you didn't see the shark attack the kid, it's the same as like someone losing a kid to like COVID, say. And I imagine it's like a minority of people who are being uproarious about it, but it's the same like now, really. It's like kind of a very vocal minority who are like, fuck it, let's just open everything up.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But yeah, people aren't fucking happy about it.
No. Anyway, yeah, we cut to the back of the room and Flint's scratching the board. Not Flint, Quint. Yeah, he's like, ah, this is a shark.
Ah.
Like, yes, thank you.
Finally, someone talking some sense.
It's like, yes.
I've seen one of these before. Back in Nam, in the jungles.
Ever called jungle sharks, ever called tiger sharks.
with a Kalashnikov strapped to his head.
I don't know what that is.
It's a gun, but it's the wrong type of gun for Vietnam, I think.
Okay. Like, yeah, I'll catch the shark if you give me $10,000.
I'll catch the shark.
Yeah, I'll fucking catch the shark. Give me $10,000 and I'll get the shark in his head and his tail. And be like, what? You know, his head and his tail.
His head, his tail, and his balls.
And then no more little cats will die. And they're like, what
does he want? Does he want some alcohol? Or?
Well, of course he does. He's fucking Irish.
Somebody give him his barrel of whiskey. Get him out of here.
And then they're like, oh, God, get that man out of here. And he's like, I'll be waiting on me boat.
Hallelujah, none would.
Oh, good. You kind of went Newcastle there.
They cut to some night fishing. Some dude's putting a big hunk of meat on a hook.
Yeah, night fishing. Gonna catch some fishes and maybe catch the shark. Put it on a hook in the water. It's gonna attract it. And this is before Jurassic Park.
Yeah, so they have a little fun frolic with the shark in the water.
Yeah. They barely get out of it. And I don't feel like they're like as traumatized as they should be, really. Because yeah. They're like, oh, man, I just want to go back home. I'd be on that fucking deck, like, crying my eyes out if that happened to me.
Yeah.
Then the next day, like, a load of other people show up and they all want to catch the shark because they want the £3,000.
Yes, of money.
Yeah, it's not the £3,000 of sugar for the candy fish.
Yeah, Chief Brody's trying to control the people. He's like, they're overloading that boat.
Yeah, and then some other guy shows up. His name is Matt Hooper.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, guys, get out the boat, guys. And they're like, fuck off.
With those hoops.
Yeah, and your mats. We don't want you yoga hoses in this town.
But that's what I do. I'm a mat and hoop salesman.
Yes, look, I've got big hoops, small hoops, cardboard boxes.
And mats to put them all on.
And then he goes out to Chief Brody and he's like, hi, I'm Matt Hooper from the Geological Institute of Ocean and Graphics or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
And he's like, oh, you're the guy we asked for.
Yeah. And he asks to assess the remains of the first victim.
He's like, well, I gotta warn you, it's very sexy.
One of her boobs is in there.
Yes. And there's half of the other one, but if you squint hard enough, it looks like a whole one. And her jaw is so big now, you can fit so much in there. It's okay, I'll give you a private audience. Here, take this tub of Vaseline. Well, it was going to be a tub of Vaseline, but because we live by the sea, it's just a can of tuna.
In sunflower oil, though.
Anyway, so they fucking go and have a look at the woman's remains and
pulls the boob out, gives it a squeeze.
Yeah. He's like, oh, this is perfect. I can fit it over my, don't know, what's a good body part? Anus. There we go.
Quick, hand me that tin of tuna.
So he sticks the boob to his anus, the other boob to his forehead. He
does a rain dance.
Yeah, he gets the arm and puts the hand around his penis and it stays there because of rigor mortis. And he's like, look, I look like a fantastic clock. And Brody's like, yeah, but was it a shark? And he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. And he's like, oh, the way she was bitten here and torn here and blah, blah, blah. Man, this was no
boat. Yeah, it's like, boating accident? You son of a bitch. How dare you? Yeah.
This was no candy fish.
Cut back outside and fishermen have caught the shark. Yay, film over.
Yeah. And they're all like, oh, man, look at a shark. And everyone's like, oh. And Matt Hooper's like,
Let me get my hoops.
Yeah, let me get my hoops. Ah, this shark has a bite that is bigger than this hoop.
I can only fit a medium-sized hoop in here.
Yes, I can only fit a little hula hoop. Not the fucking crisps. And he knocks the bag out of the guy's hand.
Get out of here with those.
I don't think those will be around forever. Anyway.
But the shark that killed that girl was at least a large hoop, if not an extra large.
Yes, it was at least a McCoy's. And so they... Oh, I should have said Monster Munch. That would have been better, wouldn't it?
Sharky Munch.
Yeah, or just keep it as Monster Munch. It works. It's a monster. I know you think that sharks are lovely creatures that should be admired, but they are monstrous aquatic beasts, and I hope all of them die. Anyway, so...
he wants to cut the shark open just to check.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that I want to see the remains of the dead boy inside and take a photograph. The man's like, I can't have a dead boy on the fucking dock. Is it dock? Dock. That's what it's called. It's a dock.
Yes.
Yeah.
The dock of the bay.
Yeah, standing by.
Yeah.
Standing by the dock of the bay. There we go. Can you imagine if that's all that Matt Hooper could say? I was like, standing by the dock of the bay. Standing by the dock of the bay.
Isn't it sitting on the dock of the bay?
Oh, yeah. Sitting. Well, whoever was sitting would have had to stand at some point, so.
That, I can't argue with that. Stupid song title. They should have changed it.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have called it I Am by the Dock of the Bay.
Yes, to avoid all confusion.
Yeah. You know, the mayor's like, we can't fucking cut open the shark. And how fucking Alex Kidner fucking killed
the fucking shark, you fucking cunt.
And then Alex Kidner's mum shows up in her mourning outfit, as in like the she's sad outfit. Not
as in like, her spandex running gear.
Yeah, no, her sexy lingerie and nightgown and her cup of coffee.
Yeah.
She's like, you knew there was a shark attack a few days earlier.
And you let them open the fucking beaches anyway.
Now I'll have to get a job as a cross-dressing nanny. And then she slaps him.
Yeah, and he's like, oh.
He's like, oh, do it again. And she's like, okay. Sorry.
There we cut to Chief Brody stressing out at home.
Yeah, he's got a Rubik's Cube. He's like, I just can't fucking get the fucking colors.
Yeah, eats it.
Yeah. And his wife's like, if only you could twizzle me like you do that cube. He's like, I would if your fucking clunge didn't stink of salmon. And she's like, hey.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, ooh. It's not my fault my body chemistry changed after our last son.
And then Japan's over to their son and it's just a fish.
Yeah. Anyway, so Matt Hooper comes by.
Yes, he does. And quite presumptuously, starts eating their dinner.
Yeah, I was like, mate, I can only assume that he was invited.
Yeah. but she, I don't think he was, because he arrives at the door and he says, is your husband home? I'd like to talk to him. And she goes, oh, yeah, so would I.
Oh, I missed that. I just saw him come in with a bottle of wine.
He comes in with two bottles of wine. He says, I brought red and white because I wasn't sure what you'd be serving.
Yes, I wasn't sure if... oh, no, that joke doesn't work. Sorry.
And she's like, well, that's okay. Come in anyway. I'm sure you'll think of it later.
Thank you. It's been very hard to, you know, carry on my career as a stand-up comedian since I was hit in the head by a low-flying seagull. She's like, yeah, that happened to me too.
People keep asking me about sharks, so I just keep answering their questions.
Yes, if I talk fancy, it sounds true. Yes, yeah. That was a Mahometan crematorum, which is a great white shark, and it has a bite span of 12 feet and can eat up to 600 tons an hour. She's like, really? And he's like, no.
600 tons an hour? Do you know how much that is?
Yeah, that's at least 7 baby pandas. Yeah, he sits down and starts eating some pie and mash, and then he's like, look, we need to cut open that shark.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the bull we still have a shark problem, because we still do. We need to go and cut that shark open. So they're like, okay. So they get fucking smash up and then go and cut the shark open.
Yes, with their bare hands.
I thought you just said the word beans with an H in it then.
With their beans.
With their beans.
Oh my god. And now they cut it open with a fucking X-Acto knife and some trout comes out.
Yeah, a whole intact fish.
And he's like, this isn't the shark.
Yeah, so they go out on a boat. Brody's like, no, we're not going out on a boat. He's bloody pissed.
I don't really understand why they're doing this.
Because I think they just want to find the shark.
Yeah. But, like, what do they think they're going to find at night?
Well, they say because he's a night feeder, despite the fact that we've seen him eat a boy.
He knows how to do it.
It does. That's the problem. We seem to meet a boy during the day as well, though. But apparently it's a night feeder. And so they're like, so it'll be out. And if territorial theory is correct, it'll be around here right now. So we should go and look.
Oh. Okay, so yeah, he goes on a little diving expedition to this boat that they come across. It looks half sunk.
Yeah, they use sonar to find things. They find a thing and it's like, yeah, well, that's Ben Gardner's boat. I wrote down the guy's name.
Why?
I don't know why.
That's Ben Gardner's boat. He owed me $5. So he goes down and then he sees a hole in the boat.
Yeah. Jump scare.
Yeah, this did frighten me.
Yeah, that jump scare proper got me.
It's more the like this like the violin like shriek that does it, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's kind of all of it, isn't it? It's all like comes together.
It's all the filmmaking. Yeah.
But yeah, that's the fact that he like, you know, they're out where the where they know the shark's gonna feed and they find like the remains of a boat and he just gets his swim gear on and gets in the water. It's like, you're a fucking loon, mate.
The fact that anyone gets in the water at any point in this film is fucking beyond me.
It kind of is, really. But especially then.
Yeah. Yeah, we should have just, I don't know, shone a torch and been like, hello. Oh, God. Anyway, fucking the mayor.
The mayor won't hear it.
Yeah, Brody's like, there's a bigger shark.
There's a bigger shark.
There's a bigger shark that's going to eat your babies.
And I've been caught in his boat. The mayor's like, who?
Yeah, who?
Why did you write his name down?
I told you, he owed me $5. Anyway, Matt Hooper's like, look, it's a great white shark. I found a tooth. And the mayor's like, have you got the tooth? And he's like, no, I dropped the tooth. And he's like, well, you ain't got the tooth.
There was a really shrill violin shriek and it made me drop it.
Yeah. He's like, look, the 4th of July is the 4th of July. And if it's the 4th of July, then we need to do the 4th of July.
So what date is it today?
I don't know. I lost my calendar. I lost my calendar in my house fire.
But tomorrow is the 4th of July.
Yeah. I know it's the 4th of July because it says it's the 4th of July. Look, I wrote it on this little napkin. It says, this day is the 4th of July.
Tomorrow.
And when did you get that napkin? 3 weeks ago.
But why does that matter? Look, it clearly says tomorrow, the 4th of July.
Look, I'm the mayor of Sharktown, and if I say tomorrow, the 4th of July, it's tomorrow, the 4th of July. Oh, God. And so he won't close the beaches.
No.
And so fucking the 4th of July happens.
Yeah, and no one's getting in the water.
Yeah, and I was like, just leave it then. All the people are still there. Everyone's still in the town being tourists and spending money.
Yeah.
They're just sitting on the beach. Leave it. But then the fucking mayor goes up to some guy who it must be an important person in the town. And he's like, why aren't you getting in the water? And he's like, well, I just put sun lotion on. He's like, can you just get in the water?
Yeah, tomorrow's the 4th of July.
Get in the water, Frank. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. So Frank, his wife, and his kids fucking apprehensively walk into the water.
Yeah, with looks of terror on their faces.
And I was like, his poor wife did not want to be there at all.
No, she didn't.
Fucking... Oh, God. And because Frank gets in, like, other people follow.
Yeah, people are like, oh, look, it's okay. Frank's in the water.
Yeah, look, Frank's in the water. And look, his wife doesn't look unhappy to be there at all. So they all go in and go splashy splashy.
Yeah, Brody asks his son and his friends to take their boat into the pond rather than
really,
in the main ocean.
Really, he should have said,
bit.
What the fuck are you doing here, son? Go back home now.
There's a shark in the water.
Yeah, go back home, sharks. And then his son's like, but, he's like, no. It's like, oh, but dad, tomorrow's the 4th of July. So yeah, his fucking son and their friends get on this quite, like, on a sailboat that I don't think kids should be handling. Like, it looks like a proper boat.
Yeah, it does a bit, but then I think if you grow up there, then you just learn how to, it's like the equivalent of a little sort of go-kart or something.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, and then what happens? There's a fake shark.
Yeah, wait, spoilers.
Sorry.
There's a shark. A shark fin.
Yeah.
And then people panic.
Yes. At the disco. And then there's like the sea watchmen are like.
The sea watchmen, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, there's a fucking shark.
There's a fucking shark.
So everyone's having like a bit of a calamity. Yeah, like, get out the fucking water. And then it turns out it's just some two boys with a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, little bastards.
Yeah, and he's like, he made me do it. And then something else, and I didn't catch the second thing he said, and it kind of riled me up for a good like couple of minutes, but I couldn't be bothered to go back. Did you hear what he said?
I mean, I didn't feel like I didn't hear what he said, but also I don't remember.
Ah, damn it. I just assumed he said it was all him, but I don't think he did. He was like, he made me do it, something, something. And I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
Well, I missed it now.
Yeah, now I can never be happy.
And it's all that kid's fault.
Anyway, some other girl sees some fins.
Yeah, in the pond. Shark in the pond!
And then Brody's wife is like, our son is in the pond.
But our son's in the pond!
Our son's in the pond! He's like, of course he's in the pond. It's the 4th of July. So yeah, this fucking shark upends this Roman's boat and bites his leg off.
Oh yeah, the guy just kind of coming over to the kids to be like, you alright there with that sailboat thingy? And then, oh, shark.
Yeah, oh, shark.
That's what he says right before.
He's
right
like, oh, a new shark.
And the kids are like, oh, no.
He knew the shark took his leg. But yeah, Brody's son's in the water and the shark swims past him. It doesn't bite him. And I was like, mate, you're fucking lucky.
Yeah.
And then he gets dragged out of the water and he's in shock.
Yeah, and his mum's like, he's dead.
And he's like, no, he can't be dead. It's the 4th of July. Anyway, so they take him to the hospital.
The hosp.
Yeah. And the doctor's like, oh, you're lucky. Two more minutes in that water and he would have succumbed to water blindness. They're like, oh, thank you, doctor. And then the mayor's in the fucking hospital, like, foyer, smoking a fag. And Brody's like, you need to sign this document. He's like, what is it? He's like, oh, it says that you're going to give your sea voice to the witch and you'll be able to walk on land for 3 days. And he's like, why? He's like, oh, because we all need to find true love. He's like, well, okay, I do hate my wife. Anyway, fucking the mayor's like, my kids are in that pool too. Or on that beach too. My kids are in that pond too. My kids were on that shark too.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids were riding that shark like a surfboard too. My kids were the kids who pretended to be a shark fin too. It's like, oh, why I oughta.
But they said something I didn't catch and it's really bothering me.
Yeah, what does my fucking son say? And they've only got 3 days to tell me, otherwise I have to go back to the sea witch.
And tomorrow's the 4th of July.
Fucking hell, so he signs it.
So then the three of them go into...
A boat.
The boat.
That's like a warehouse with shark teeth.
Yes.
Shark tooth warehouse.
Shark tooth warehouse.
Yeah.
Right next to Sharks For You.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Has Carphone Warehouse got like a jingle? Yeah.
So the three prep for, I mean, just, you know, have a little, I'm more qualified to look for the shark than you. No, you're not, you piece of shit.
Yeah, what have you got, a college degree? I've got a rubber dinghy and some dental floss. And a note from my mother. Everything a good shark hunter needs.
She was a barracuda, you know.
Yes, Ucha Barracuda. That's a song. Yeah, so they're having like a willy off. Obviously, he's got the bigger shark dick. And like, no one really wins. But Brody's like, can I come? They're like, no. And he's like, but please. They're like, no, all right then.
But I'm the chief of police. I go where I want.
Yeah. Whatever I want to do, I can do. Whatever you can do, I can do better. And I can do anything better than you. It's like, no, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. So they get on his boat, the Orca.
Yes. Shitty little boat.
He is a shitty little boat.
The chief's out of his depth.
He is. He should have stayed in the shallow pool. Aha. Aha. Uh-huh. Anyway, so they sail the boat out. And
yeah, and then the rest of the film is just them on the boat.
Yeah,
which is cool. It's kind of like a film of two parts, really. It's like pre-boat and then on boat.
Yes, yes, yes. So yeah, they fucking go sailing.
Yeah.
Sorry, my notes have. Sorry, I meant to say about three different things then, and all I said was oon. they go on a voyage, they catch something, but it gets away. Yeah, they catch something, but it gets away.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he hooks what he thinks is the shark, but then he's like, yeah, it's gone under the boat. I don't know if he's smart or dumb, but Hooper's like, it's not a shark, and Quint's like, yes, it is, you smarmy prick.
Yeah, like, surely it must have been the shark.
Yeah.
So he's like, it's not a shark. He's like, oh, it is a shark. Like, it's not a shark. I can see it. He's like, what does it look like? It's grey, got three fins. Has it got a tail? Yes.
Ah, then you're right. It's not a shark.
Yes. No, it's not a shark. It's my mother. It's my mother in a diving suit. She's like, here, Quint, you forgot your note. And he's like, oh, thanks, Ma. Now grant me my dying wish and spear me in the head. It's like, oh, Ma, please, no, don't make me in front of my friends. but yeah, it gets away.
Yeah.
And then the next day, there's, wait, was there this weird crossfade on your version where like Quinn says something, it's like the sun is setting and Quinn says something like, oh, we get it tomorrow. And then Brody is
he starts
something.
To argue and say, oh, no, but we should go back. And it just fades out like mid-sentence.
Yeah. And I thought that's weird.
I thought it was weird as well. It kind of was a little bit jarring, but I was just like, okay, I guess maybe they were just like, well, the actual dialogue isn't important. All that's important is that Brody's protesting. So like, yeah, you get that. Let's just fucking move on.
Yeah, they should have. I get the feeling that might have been they done that edit and then missed it or something. I don't know. It just seemed weird.
Yeah.
They should have faded out after Quint says, oh, we'll get it tomorrow.
And then had Brody just do a little like disapproving look or something and then fade out.
Yeah. So they harpoon the shark the next day.
Yeah, they get Brody, gets Brody to chum again. Get the chum bucket, Brody. The bum chuck it.
Oh, this is some good wife chum. Anyway, so he puts his wife's chum into the water. Well, he had to save it somehow. It was too smelly to flush. And then as he looks away, the fucking shark jumps up.
Yeah, and he's like, oh. He sort of slowly steps back and he goes, gonna need a fucking bigger boat.
Yeah, we're gonna need a fucking bigger boat. No, that was crap.
How the fuck did you say fucking boat? Boat.
Are we gonna need a fucking bigger boat?
We're gonna need a fucking bigger boat.
Yeah, we're gonna need a fucking bigger boat. We are going to need a bigger boat.
Perfect.
And Quinn's like, why? He's like, oh, it's the 4th of July.
Yeah. Didn't you see the mayor's note yesterday?
Yeah. And so they managed to harpoon the shark with a harpoon.
Yeah.
And, but they harpoon it with like a barrel attached to the end of the rope.
Yeah, the idea being that the strong flotation of the barrel will prevent the shark from diving down.
Yeah, it doesn't really work. It manages to get free of all the barrels.
The shark's too strong and it just pulls the barrel down with it.
Yeah. It's one hench shark.
Yeah, man.
It is. Yeah, man. From Yemen. Yeah. Like, shark, where are you from? It's like, oh, I'm from Yemen. You know, I like to summer on the continent. So they harpoon it and it has barrels and they're like, oh, we'll hopefully see it resurface again tomorrow.
Yeah, because it pulls the barrel down with it and then night falls. Now they've got a barrel on it. We need to stay with it.
Yes. Always follow the barrel. That's what my wife said. She followed the barrel, she followed it down a hill and fell into a manhole.
Still down there, I think.
Yes. I visit her on Christmas and on the 4th of July.
Wait, what day is it today?
Turn the boat around! And they start comparing, like, battle scars, basically. And...
yeah, Quint and Hooper have a little scar off.
Yeah.
Want to know how I got these scars? Like that.
Yeah, but I got this scar. Like, yeah, I got this scar from Stingray. And then Quint's like, I got this scar from a Thunderbirds. He's like, I got this scar from Captain Scarlet. You know, Stingray, Thunderbirds, Captain
Scarlet. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, they start comparing bigger scars.
Yeah, and then Brody asks Quint what one of them on his arm is. And he says, oh, it's a tattoo that got removed. It was the HMS, whatever it was.
Indianapolis.
Ah.
And
then he tells his war story.
Yeah. It's like, ah, he was in a submarine delivering the bomb to Japan. And then we got struck on the side by two missiles. We went into the water that night. It was like 1,100 men. 1,100 men went into the water.
Like 300 something came out.
Yeah.
The sharks got the rest.
Yeah. Saw my best friend. He was bobbing up and down in the water. Then I realized he'd been severed in half with the torso. Do you know what the most scariest part was? Our mission was so secret, no one knew where we were. And when they came to find us eventually, waiting for it to be my turn to be rescued. Anyway.
Anyway.
They're all like, oh. It's like, it's okay. I haven't let it mentally damage me in any way. And then Brody's like, anyway, our fish fingers are ready, and puts them on a plate, gives them some McCain's oven chips. It's like, would you like a bit of barbecue sauce? It's like, oh, I remember we had barbecue sauce on the submarine. At first I thought someone had just let a load of packs explode in their pocket, then I realized they'd be bitten in half by a thresher shark. It's like, okay, maybe some mayonnaise. Oh, I remember some of them got bit so hard they climaxed in their underwear.
Thought it was mayonnaise.
So I scooped it up, put it in my mouth, realized it wasn't, spat it back up, and attracted more sharks. Anyway, fucking hell. The shark starts attacking their boat, like, after that conversation.
Yeah, they sing a little song and the shark hates it.
Yeah, the shark goes, arf, arf, arf,
arf. Stop singing that song.
Anyway, so fucking hell.
They have a little close encounter while they're pulling the rope in.
Yeah, of the...
Of the boat kind.
Yeah, I guess. No, it doesn't really work, does it? What shark? What do sharks come under?
The sea.
I wonder what shark sperm looks like. Do you think it's just white?
I reckon it's just one big sperm.
Oh, that is so frightening.
And swims off to find a female shark.
Yeah, sharks, like, they like wrestle to have sex.
Wrestling.
Yeah. And then what is it? It's because they put their, like, egg sacs on, like, underwater, like, sea plants. They, like, attach them to that. And then the sharks, like, grow in the... Because they call them... Once the sacs are empty, they call them, like, mermaid purses, I think.
Oh, that's whimsical.
Yeah. That's also what I call my empty sack.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to fondle my mermaid purse?
It's empty.
Anyway, fucking hell.
They get the shark with another barrel, and then they once when it's got two barrels on it, they decide to tie the shark to the boat to try and like bring it in, I guess.
Yeah, but it doesn't really work because the shark's so fucking strong.
Yeah, and it's pulling the back of the boat off, so they need to untie it.
Yeah, it's fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It is.
Oh god. So yeah, fucking Quint gets a machete and cuts the rope.
Yeah.
So the they're like, look, we've got this syringe full of fucking death liquid, and if we can spear it, should be hard enough to kill it. Like, how are you gonna spear it, man? And then Matt's like, look, if I get anything in the cage, I can maybe put it in its mouth.
Yeah.
Brody's like, we're not going to use the cage. And he's like, well, I don't see we have a choice.
You got any better ideas?
Yes, let's just play with my willy.
That's your answer to everything, Brody.
Yes, it's solved all my crises so far. What crises have you had? One time my wife's family really smelled a salmon and she played my willy.
After that, I didn't mind so much.
Yes. After that, I made sure she sat downwind of me. And it seemed to solve all our problems. She blows me through a glory hole and we sleep in separate bedrooms. Anyway, so they fucking put Matt in a cage and lower him into the water with his syringe spear thing.
Yeah, which he instantly drops and the shark fucks up the cage as predicted.
Yeah, that was so... I was so angry because I was like, mate, you shouldn't have been holding it outside the thing until the shark was like right there.
Yeah, and...
You didn't hold it outside the cage at all.
And also, I was thinking you brought just one. Hook up a second one, have it on your back so in case the first one misses or you drop it.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Yeah, anyway, he's in the cage and the shark rams him from behind.
Yay.
Ooh, shark in my rectum. And then he drops his spear and The shark properly, like, there's no way if this was real that he would have survived this, because the shark gets so far into the cage that its mouth is practically around him.
Yeah, I suppose. But if his back is up against the back of the cage, then I guess maybe the shark can't get his mouth around him.
Yeah, like, that would make sense. But he was in enough. They could have at least, like,
done some damage.
Him. Yeah, because he was, he's the shark's head, whole head was inside the cage.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, he manages to get away and he hides behind a coral reef.
Yeah, well, the shark's just sort of wrestling with the cage. He swims away and hides down the bottom somewhere.
Yeah, which was smart, I thought.
Yeah. And then, Quint and Brody are up on the thing, pulling the cage back up. And they're like, oh, shit, he's fucked up the cage and Matt's gone. Womp womp.
Yeah. Oh, well. Now there's only two of us on this boat.
And then the shark goes, hey!
Room for one more!
Mind if I drop in? Smash!
Yeah, and he fucking eats Quint in such a horrific death.
Yeah.
Like, Quint gets, like, munched in half.
Yeah, he smashes down the back of the boat, so it's leaning down. Yeah. The boat was pretty fucked anyway. Like, the bottom of the boat was almost in the sea.
Yeah, like, it was going to sink regardless, really. It was that damaged. Because something had caught on fire in the bow of the boat and sort of, like, exploded one of the gas tanks. Not one of the gas tanks, but just exploded something that blew, like, even more of a hole in the bottom.
Yeah, the boat's taken a load of water. Then the shark jumps up and smashes the back of it down. Quint slides into the shark's mouth.
Yeah, and the shark's like, and Quint's like, I remember this from back in 45, and I went into the water with 100,000 men, and I was the only one who survived. And the shark's like, and he's like, I love the way that things come full circle. I'm just sad that I didn't get to come full circle once more. And then he gets pulled into the ocean. He's like, oh, Brody, remember me as a man who always said what he meant and meant what he said.
But what do you mean?
Yeah. So he gets dragged into the water, and then the shark attacks Brody through the other side of the ship for, like, a broken window.
He grabs one of the compressed air canisters and rams it in its mouth.
Yeah, throws it into the fucking shark's mouth.
Throws it into the fucking shark's mouth. And the boat is, like, just in the water at this point, and Brody climbs up to the top of the mast, which is, you know, sort of horizontal. Mm-hmm. With a rifle. And he's going, show me the... What is it? Show me the canister? That's not the word he says.
Tank.
Tank. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's it. And then he sees him and he goes, smile, you son of a bitch. And then the shark goes, cheese! And he takes a Polaroid.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Can't wait to show this to my wife.
Open up. Let me see Quint in there.
Yes. Let me see Quint and let me take a photo of him going, oh no, help me, help me, help me. If he's already dead, then just put your fins around his arms and make it look like he's animated. Die, you're no good. Throws the Polaroid camera into the water.
Shoots the gas tank.
Yeah. Shark fucking blows up. Brody's like, ah, yeah, boy. And then fucking the little man comes up. Not a little man.
The little man.
Matt Hooper swims back up and Brody's like, oh, oh, oh.
Oh.
And Matt's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Brady's like, yeah. Oh, I guess it's just me, you, and the ocean now, and the ocean never tells secrets. And he unzips his wetsuit. Like, oh, well, yeah. Wait, what happened to Quint? Oh, he's dead, baby. Whose life raft is this?
That's not a life raft, it's a barrel, baby.
Whose barrel is this? Quint's. Who's Quint? Quint's dead, baby. Oh, fucking hell. And they start swimming back to the shore on the raft. Bit of wood thing. But he's like, you know, I never did much like the ocean.
He's like, I can't imagine why.
Yeah, I can't either. He's like, wait, what day is it? And then we fucking go to a beach, steel shot, basically, and we see credits.
Yeah.
Fucking end of the movie.
End of the movie.
Yes. What's that in French?
Oui.
No, end of the movie.
Le fin du film.
Le fin du film. Or fin, full stop.
Yeah.
Oh, Finn, shark!
Ah!
Ah, look at that. Look, Frenchies love jaws. That's into the fucking movie.
Into the fucking movie. It's a good film, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a good little film. I like lots of things about it.
Me too. I wasn't like super enthralled with it until the three of them set out on the boat for the last, you know, hour of the film or whatever. But then the whole time with them on the boat, I was like, yeah, this is a real good film.
I think the best bit is Quint's like little speech about what happened on the Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think so. And that scene more generally.
Yeah, definitely.
With them sort of drinking in the night.
I think that, but that's often the case. I often like my favorite things of most movies are like if there's a really good scene of like character exploration,
yeah,
between
yeah.
a group of people. That's usually my favorite scene.
Me too.
Yeah. So trivia for that quick. Quint, first time they filmed that, Quint wanted to do it like quite method, and he got really drunk to do it, and it came out terribly. Yeah. So the next day, because he was a big drinker, that guy in real life, and he was drinking a lot on the film anyway. But the next day he came back in and he like apologised and he was like, I can do better. So they filmed it again and then he did it good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, good for him. He's dead now. I think they're all dead now, actually. Anyway, so come back next time for more thrilling tales from the cinematic vault that is poorly read at the movies. I can't remember what we're doing next. That'd be a surprise to me and you and Tom.
Yes. I never remember what we're doing next.
No, Tom just shows up, says, what film are we doing? I say, this one. He's like, fine, I make it up as I go along. And then we...
And I say, great, I've seen that because I've always seen every film.
Yeah, Tom's seen every film. Uh-huh. He was the first person ever to get Netflix. He got it when it was on dial-up and you just had to order a DVD.
Yeah, he got DVDs through the post.
Yeah. That seems like fucking ancient history, didn't it?
I know. That was. I think there are probably people who think that that's a joke. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking hell. Anyway, I've been Gifton.
I've been Tom.
And this has been the 4th of July.